More scary sounds on this spooktacular edition of Revolution Rock. This is Adam and Dave, and we are playing you some Halloween theme songs.
Yes, and we ended off that set with some music from Spiderbite. Spiderbite is a band featuring Daniel Romano, Ian Romano, and Stephen Lamke.
Don't get why they're so angry.
Well,
it's almost Halloween.
Maybe it's because they had got bitten by a spider.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe they got some of the like powdered chocolate stuff from their trick-or-treat bags.
That's even worse, actually.
I'd be angry about that, yeah.
That's even worse. But we heard a track from their latest and newest release, The Rainbow and the Dove. We heard a song called Hazmat Suit. Part of that, we heard a track from one of Misfits' classics albums with Glenn Danzig, Walk Among Us.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best Misfits album overall. Really great stuff there. Also, before that, we heard from a band whose name I can't say on air. The Golden Essers, I guess I would...
Based out of Hamilton, Ontario, yeah. And features Matt Ellis, members of a former member of the Dirty Nil and a member of Sam Coffee and the Iron Lungs. We should also mention the song by Misfits that we heard was Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. And that was an album that basically featured every song paying homage to some sort of horror movie or franchise of some type.
Yes, well, most of their...
I guess you could say everything they ever did was that.
But the Golden Essers, we'll say.
You chose a lot of bands this episode that are fecally themed.
It was unintentional. They have a new album out, self-titled. They have an album release show in Hamilton. I believe it's tonight. So if you're in Hamilton on the 28th, check that out. Really cool band. And we heard the song Slaughterhouse Now from the latest release. Part of that, we heard music from The Deadly Snakes. We heard a track from a 2001 album of theirs called I'm Not Your Soldier Anymore. We heard a song called Twice as Dead.
And before that, I'm just so excited to say the name of this one. Satan Gave Me a Taco. That's from the one and only Beck from an album that we discovered around here at C-Jam called Stereo Pathetic Soul Manure. You really were picking all the poop songs and albums, weren't you?
No, I was not.
I mean, there's nothing scarier than waking up on Halloween, November 1st, and finding like a big pile of poo on your front yard because you didn't give out trick-or-treat candy.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Well, give out candy.
Prior to that, we started off the set with a newer track from Shauna Cleveland, perhaps best known for being a part of La Luz, from her second full-length solo release, which came out last year, I believe. Or was it this year?
No, it was this year.
Yeah. Manzanita, or maybe I'm pronouncing
it. No, Manzanita, that's correct. And I think it's fantastic. Her last solo album, fantastic, but she does something on this. She has a certain presence that... is just incredible. I think this is going to be somewhere in our top albums of the year.
Yeah, it's a great release. We've played many tracks from it, and that was another one called Evil Eye.
You know, speaking of evil eyes, this Mystic Eye has been really rude to us in this episode. Mystic Eye, if we give you some more money, do you think you might be a little bit nicer to us?
Oh, Mystic Eye is giving us the silent treatment. Okay. Let's try that again.
Mystic Eye, can we just get... If we give you some money, will you be nice to us?
If you do not start to ask more interesting questions, I will be forced to do something.
I don't like that. Okay, Dave, maybe you should ask it a question.
I don't want to.
Okay, Mystic Eye, will you be nice to us for the rest of the episode?
No, I don't see that as a possibility.
Well then, I guess we have no more questions for you, Mystic Eye.
I don't want to give it any more of my money.
Is there anything else you would want to tell us at this time, Mystic Eye?
I guess the silent treatment is there.
No, we'll ask again.
Okay.
Mystic Eye, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Whatever. I do not care about such trivial concerns. Don't you have anything more significant to ask me?
Wow. I was really just trying to find out how Mystic Eye was feeling about everything. And, you know, they are a guest host, but they're Okay.
Yeah, I don't like this. So, you know what? Maybe we'll give Mystic Eye another chance when we come back. But until then, we should mention we're going to be hearing some music, some louder rock and roll music, starting off with Mark Sultan. We did hear a group that he was part of a little bit earlier in the program, but hearing some solo stuff now from his album Let Me Out. We're going to hear Black Magic before getting into music from Psychic Void, The Dirty Nil, and The Cramps on this Halloween edition of Revolution Rock.
Yeah. Earth's inert to the show meekness in the suffix.
Music from the Cramps there, from Band. Psychedelic Dungeon, Jungle?
The Psychedelic Dongle?
We can't talk about it. But before, we heard a track called Beautiful Gardens, going back to 1981, is it?
Yeah, with Psychedelic Jungle from the Cramps, a band that always knows how to celebrate the Halloween season. In fact, very appropriate, because this is our Halloween edition of Revolution Rock.
It is. And we are counting, well, not counting, but we're calling back the tracks we just heard in that set. Prior to that, we heard music from Psychic Void, a track from their first album, which is called Terminal Vacation. We heard Night Terrors.
Before that, we heard from The Dirty Nil from their debut release, High Power. We heard Zombie-Eyed. Prior to that, a band near and dear to my heart, we heard from White Lung. It's from their 2014 album, Deep Fantasy. We heard Drown the Monster.
Prior to that, we heard music from... Wait, what did we hear? Oh, White Lung.
I feel like the Magic Eye is having... Well, I keep calling it Magic Eye. Maybe I'm offending it. The Mystic Eye is having some effects on you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the track listing. Well, I do that usually. But anyways...
Yeah, I don't think we need a curse for that.
But before that, we had music from White Lung. We heard a track from Deep Fantasy called Down...
With the Monster.
With the Monster. And then we started off with a track from Mark Satan... Ooh, Mark Satan.
Whoa.
Mark Salton. We heard Black Magic from Let Me Out.
Very appropriate you called him that with that song, Black Magic.
What?
Not it.
What was that?
Mystic Eye, are you okay?
Mystic Eye is having glitches over here.
It started spinning on its own. I don't like this. Okay, Mystic Eye, are you okay? Do you need any help?
The answer is unclear. Give me more money. It will help me see the future.
Mystic Eye already told us that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Mystic Eye is trying to actually take over the show as our host.
Should we ask if it is?
Yeah. Mystic Eye, are you trying to take over the show as the host?
David and Adam, you are annoying human beings. Watch yourselves or risk being cursed.
Well, you need to make up your mind. Are you going to do that, or are you going to take over the show? We don't know.
Yeah, can you do both at the same time? Like, I don't know. Okay, Mystic Eye, we're going to put you aside for now, so don't worry about... Well, Mystic Eye, what's wrong?
Not at all. Very lame.
Okay, you know what? Let's get to the music. Mystic Eye can go over there. You are from a dollar store, so... nothing wrong with dollar stores. I do love them, but I'm just saying... Mystic Eye came from a dollar store.
I guess they shouldn't have taken it to that dark black alley where that mysterious hooded figure offered to repair it.
Well, thanks for doing that, Adam. But what we're going to do next is we're going to start playing more music.
Oh, that's good. That's
on this
good.
Halloween episode of Revolution Rock. We're going to start things off with Toronto band Sucker Punch, which used to play around a lot in the 90s. We're going to hear the song Lone Wolf Fever from Carols in the Canyon. To start off the next set here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Thank you.
Don't expect you to understand. But there comes a time, yes, there is a place where a boy decides to be his own man. My mind, yes, you may go in my heart, but remember.